As you know, the big story that broke on Friday was the NFL's investigation on the New Orleans Saints and Greg Williams, the defensive coordinator down there, about a bounty system that the Saints set up, and they were told to stop it, but they continued it, and then they lied about it. And now things are starting to fall in other parts of the NFL, with other players saying it existed elsewhere as well. And to put it all into perspective for you, I wanted to get a player's perspective, and I can't think of anybody better than former NFL linebacker who played for 14 seasons in the NFL, 12 with the Buffalo Bills, and then finished up with the Atlanta Falcons and also the Minnesota Vikings. I'm talking about Daryl Talley. Daryl, I think the reaction is probably twofold. The person who's not associated with the NFL, they're just upset and don't know what to think about it. But the people that play this game, like yourself and others playing it either now or have put the uniform on before, what was their reaction? What was your reaction first, and what do you think from what you've heard and seen other players' reaction is to this?
My opinion totally is it's just all BS, because here's the deal. You don't go out to try and maim somebody. You don't go out and try and maim somebody when you're playing against them, because everybody understands that it's your livelihood that you're playing with. But there is a certain intimidation factor going on. This, what they're talking about, this has gone on since the eternity of football. I mean, they did it when I was a rookie, and trying to get rookies to adhere to what the protocol was for NFL football players, where when back then people were taught how to play the game, how to be a professional. Some guys aren't even taught how to be a professional nowadays. They're just given a boatload of money and sent out there to play, and they don't play with any damn technique. So, you know, there's a whole gamut of things that I could run on about for hours, but, I mean, people really don't want to know what I really want to say about what's actually going on.
Whoa, wait a minute. You know me well enough. I do want to hear it, and when you've been on with me, you've always been very candid. One of the things I respect about it, of course, obviously, I'm sure you have to protect identities and everything else, but give the people a feel for what it's really like in the NFL and what happens.
Well, see, when I first got to Buffalo, here's an example. We had a few young guys come in that decided that they didn't want to have to deal with sort of situation that went on at the ranks. They decided they were going to change it and make it one issue or another issue. And a couple of the older guys said, "Oh, no, man, no, this ain't going to happen. First one to knock him out, there's $1,500, there's $500, there's $200. By the time you get done, I'm sitting there as a rookie, and I looked around. I went, "You know, dude, you open your mouth, and I'm going to try and collect this money, because you come across the middle, I'm going to take your butt out, because here's the deal. That's $20,000 sitting out there." And it's just guys saying, look, he wants to run off of the mouth and not do what everybody else is doing. You want to prove that you're bigger than the program and everything else. So the program, that was its way of correcting. That's just like in baseball. If you go up and I hit your starting shortstop in the back with a ball, you better believe it. When your team comes up the bat, somebody's going to get hit with that baseball. It's an unwritten rule in the game. Look, dude, you do what you have to do. You pay your dues, you pay your respect. You respect your elders, and you move on. But no guy goes out attempting to maim somebody. Yes, there's an intimidation factor that goes with the game. Because if there wasn't an intimidation factor, there wouldn't be offense and defense. There wouldn't be special teams being played. It's an intimidation factor.
What then, Daryl, in your mind, is that thin line between intimidation and going out and trying to maim somebody?
No, it's not about trying to maim somebody, because I got a very dear friend of mine. I played against him since 1979. I played against him every year I played in college. Every year I played in the NFL. And I tried to tear his head off every time I hit him. But would I try and maim him? No. And that's Dan Marino. And you can ask Danny. Danny will come to you and tell you, hey, D, am I? What are y'all doing? I said, look, dude, I'm trying to knock everybody out. He would look at me and laugh. He said, yeah, okay. You can hit me up top, just knock me ass over the tea kettle. He didn't care. He was like, look, I'm playing football, you're playing football. The game's a violent game.
Let me ask.
Just hit me upstairs.
Yeah, Daryl.
So guys were hitting people low.
Let me ask you a question then. This whole story about Greg Williams and setting it up, is it the fact that he did it in a more formal way, or the fact that the NFL investigated it a couple years ago and was, you know, they were told don't do this and they continued to do it? Is that what the real problem is here?
I don't know. I just think they're looking for an escape. To be honest with you, this will cost me the opportunity to coach or do anything else. But what I think they're looking for is they're just looking for a scapegoat, just someone that they can hang something on because guys have gotten concussions and everything else. Well, guess what? It's a violent sport, yes. Guys hurl themselves. Right now they use their bodies right now as bowling balls. I don't even call it football anymore. I call it bowling people because no one wraps anybody up. When's the last time you've seen somebody make a tackle and wrap somebody up? That's why you have so many missed tackles. I wonder. We had a lot of missed tackles against Barry Sanders and Eric Dickerson and Kurt Warner, but it wasn't because we weren't wrapping their ass up. They were just that good. Some of these guys that I see running the ball, not to take anything from them, but, I mean, they're just being hit. If you run into me and hit me, I'm going to bounce off you like a rubber ball. That's what it comes down to. I mean, the game doesn't have any technique being taught in it. Some of the older guys that played it should get back into it and teach people how to play the game. I know a lot of coaches don't want to hear that, but that's the truth. And they say the game's played differently. They say the guys are bigger and faster. The only people who are bigger and faster may be the offensive linemen.
There's another question that I have about this is that if you think about the vulnerable players who can get hurt and hurt seriously are wide receivers and quarterbacks who are basically unprotected, wide receivers going across the middle and quarterbacks that are focusing on other things and can't do anything to protect them. Is there a differentiation there? I mean, it's one thing if you've got a running back running at you and you pop him very, very hard. But if you're going, is it really fair to think that a quarterback should be dealt with the same way or a wide receiver who is defenseless to some degree moving across? Or is this game so physical that you just simply can't do anything about it or draw the line between, you know, what was overdone and what was appropriate?
No, here's the thing. You can't draw a line because nobody – did anybody take any pity on Jack Snow when Jack Snow ran across the middle to catch the ball? Nobody took any pity on Andre Reed when he caught the ball over the middle. Nobody took any pity on Drew Pearson. Lynn Swan, they didn't take any pity on them. I mean, and when you think about quarterbacks are taught to play the game because I'm going to be honest with you. Right now, some of the two of the toughest guys you want to see play the sport as a quarterback right now are the two Manning boys. A lot of people don't like a lot of things about them and a lot of things they do. But one thing you can say about both of them, they are chips off the old block. They stand up, they take a pounding, and they play. They play when they get hit, and they keep playing. And that's the thing. The game is a violent game about hitting people. I don't understand where everybody decides that all of a sudden we need to put pom-poms on the quarterbacks and put skirts on the wide receivers. Here's the deal. You run across the middle. You got a 250-pound man sitting over there that's trying to get the ball. You got a ball that's being thrown at you. You know where it's going. He doesn't. He's looking at you and reading patterns, trying to get to you. Why is there a problem? The game's about contact. It's a physical game. It's not called basketball. A lot of people may want to think it's played like basketball on synthetic turf, but it's not. It's a very physical game, and people have to get hit in it. People, you know, when you walk out on that field, you're taking your life in your own hands. Because you can walk out on that field, make one, you could go out and be doing a perfectly innocent block and break your neck. You can break your arm, your ankle, anything. Just on a simple play where you do nothing wrong out of the ordinary.
Darryl, hold on just one second. Yeah, let me take a break here and come back. Very interesting conversation, but I knew it would be with a guy that played 14 years in the NFL, 12 of those with the Buffalo Bills. I'm talking about Darryl Talley. We'll come back and talk more of this as we continue across the country and around the world. We've got you on America's Sports Talk Show, Sports Byline.